Hello.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Hello, this is George and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. You're breaking up.
So we're calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. Did you get that?
Actually,
this is a verification call. That did you authorize any sort of a transaction this morning to overseas?
I'm sorry, try that again.
Like, did you try to authorize any sort of an overseas transaction this morning?
No, I did not.
So, apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account, or you are the only authorized person?
Beg your pardon?
Like, apart from you, sir, who else have an authorization to deal with your account, or you are the only authorized person?
Nobody excepting me.
It's just you, no one else, right? So, sir, the thing is that this morning someone tried to take access of your internet banking from somewhere in California, and they tried to purchase some iTunes gift cards over the internet. So, do you got any friends? Yes? Go ahead.
How did I get a hold of it?
I beg your pardon.
How did I get a hold of it?
So, sir, like, did you try to share out any of your card details or your banking information on any website or page?
Definitely not.
Because, sir, these days what's happening, like, people are getting easy access of your account because of they are stealing your information through the internet, okay? So, and sir, did you try to... Yes?
I am not on the internet.
You are not in the internet, but as I told you, someone is trying to steal out your information. They are creating a fake Amazon account using your information, right? And they are purchasing all the gift cards. Okay? So, sir, yes?
So where is this all happening?
It's from the California. So do you got any friends or family in California?
Not to my knowledge.
You have not any family member. And when was the last time you visit your bank?
Last week.
And how do you pay out your bills like?
Cash for them.
You do it with your cash. Okay, not an issue, sir. And sir, did you try to read out your card details or on your nearest grocery shop?
I beg your pardon?
Did you try to read out your card details on your nearest grocery shop?
No.
And sir, do you get any transaction messages on your phone regarding to all this payment?
No.
Not an issue, sir. First of all, we'll connect you to the banking head server. From there, we will show you the payment request which we received from your account, okay, so you don't end up losing your fund. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Just hold the line for a second.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James Watson. I'm the senior supervisor. Well, I do believe my co-colleague has explained you the reason of this call, right?
Yes. All right.
Someone is trying to get access of your information and they are trying to steal the money from you. What exactly they did, they shifted your IP location to somewhere else so that if they will do any activity, you will not get any messages or any notification regarding that. Now, have you shared any of your personal information to anyone recently?
No.
No. And have you connected any of your device to any public Wi-Fi?
No.
No. Okay, not an issue. And what exactly they try to do, they try to attack on your online banking, but I guess you don't do online banking on your phone or any computer or any device, right?
That is correct.
Exactly. They tried to did that, but they could not hold up it. They could not get it because you don't do that. And until unless you are safe, don't log into your account online anywhere, okay? Now, first of all, I want to show you the IP address which we have detected today morning that shows us United States, but you are in Australia, is that right?
That is correct.
That's what we have thought about, how it can possible. You are in Australia, but your IP address shows us United States. So that we have investigated and we have came to know, some people are trying to hack your device and they are trying to do these things. Now, first of all, I want to show you that IP address which you have detected so that you might get concerned about what exactly happening behind you. Now, can you put me on speaker on the phone, and do you have a Google or Safari on your phone?
I am on speaker right now.
Oh, you are on speaker. Okay, I'm on speaker, right? Now, press your middle home button. Go to your main screen where you can see all your applications. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, search for their Safari or Google Chrome, the application. Like, go on to Google. Now, once you can see the Google page is up, let me know.
I've got Facebook, I haven't got Google.
You haven't got Google. Do you see any Google Chrome application over there, Google Chrome or Safari?
Hang on, mate. I'm going through the system there.
Okay, take your time. You know how to go onto Google, right?
Hang on.
Okay. Is it open now?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. You are on the Google. Now, do you see in the middle, it says there is a bar. You can type something to search on the Google.
I haven't got Google on the phone.
You haven't got Google on the phone. And could you just help me out? The phone which I'm using, it's an Apple phone or it's an Android phone?
Apple phone.
Apple phone. So you must have a Safari. It looks like a compass. It looks like a compass. It says Safari. You can't see that?
Not yet.
It should be written as Safari.
Yeah, I've got Safari here.
You got it. Now open that and go on to Google on the Safari. Do you know what exactly you can see when you open Safari?
Search engine, search engine system.
Do you see at the very top you can type something to search like www.google.com or any other?
It's just Siri and search.
At the very top, do you see something written www dot something like that?
No.
And is that panel is empty?
I beg your pardon?
Is that empty? Nothing is written there?
It's got search and search.
It says search, right?
Yeah. Syria and search.
Okay, now type in that search, Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, Google. And search for it. You will see a lot of options comes up.
Hang on a minute, will you? I haven't found the title.
On the very top, you will find, you can type something to search. If you can't find that, just leave that. We will go through another way. Okay?
Yeah, I can't find it.
You can't find it. Now close that and look for the application that says App Store.
App Store.
App Store, yeah.
Got it. Open that.
You got it. Now, at the very bottom, right-hand side bottom corner, do you see a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on that and search for the application called AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Hang on a minute, something hasn't come out properly.
Okay.
Are you on the App Store right now?
Yeah, I've got a couple of the App Stores this week.
Okay, now look at the very bottom down of the App Store, right-hand bottom corner. You will see a magnifying glass, right? You can search.
Could you repeat those numbers, sir? You've got a screen incorrect
details. Okay, I'll hit the magnifying glass.
You hit the magnifying glass. Now, do you see it's asking you to type something to search, right?
I've got Google here.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to go on to Google over here. You need to wipe that Google. Wipe those letters out. And type over there, A as an apple. I beg your pardon?
You are not trusting this call. Yeah, because this is the notification you have to get because your IP address has been accepted before. So this notification should be come up to earlier because right now we have tried to secure your IP address. So these are the pop-up message which are coming you right now. Alright. You should get this message.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, you can delete this application, sir. Do not do anything. Delete this app. If you are feeling uncomfortable, you can delete.
Oh, here we are.
Sir, you can delete the AnyDesk app on your phone. We are not asking you to do it, all right?
Yeah, now you need to type over there, A as an apple.
Delete this application, all right? No need to keep it on your phone.
A as an apple.
You need to uninstall this application. Then keep it on your phone.
Now can you hear me?
No, it's too noisy, I can't hear
you. Okay, let me give you a call back from a different number, okay? I'm calling you right now, right away.
Okay.
Just wait. Don't do anything. Just wait.
Hello?
Hello, that's that. I can hear you now.
All right, sir. Can you see the App Store? Can you see the App Store?
Yeah.
Okay, on the App Store, you can see below down there, search Arkwright Games. You can see any magnifying glass on the very bottom down, on the left-hand side corner. Search option there. It says search. On which page are you? Do let me know so that I can help you up, sir.
I'm still trying to type it in, so...
What did you type in there? Type A for Australia on the search. A as in Australia. Did you got the keyboard coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, sir.
A for Australia.
N for Nancy. N as in Nancy.
No. A-N.
Y for yellow.
Yep.
D as in doctor. D for doctor.
Yeah, D for doctor, I'll put that in.
All right, E as in echo.
E.
S for Sunday.
Got it.
S as in Sunday.
Is it double S, is it?
No, only one S, not double S.
Yeah,
then
that in.
Now, K for kilo.
Okay, I've got that in.
All right, now again, click on the magnifying glass, or you can press on done, or you can press on go. Can you see bottom somewhere it says go, or next, or you can see search.
Search.
Yeah, click on that search. Now just wait, don't do anything, until anything come up on the screen. Can you see any results showing up you there, sir?
Yeah, it's gone in the Google.
It's gone in the Google?
Yeah.
Are you on the App Store, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, on the App Store, can you see the magnifying glass search?
Yeah.
On this, press that search and type any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Any desk. Okay?
Oh, fuck, I'm drunk, it keeps going off.
Okay, A for Australia, type A as in Australia, on the search.
Look, I can't go through this, the phone's playing up, something's going bloody wrong.
Wait, sir, check your message. Check your message on your mobile phone. Can you open up your messages, text message?
Yeah.
Go to your messages. I will help you.
I'm in messages now.
You are in messages, right?
Yep.
Okay, wait. Now check, have you received any messages right now?
No.
Wait, sir. Now you have got a new message, right? Did you got any new message?
I haven't received anything.
Sir, messages. Go to your messages. Open your messages on your phone.
Yeah, I've gone there.
Now you have received a new message, a text security message.
Yes, I have. It's got SITEAT.
Yeah, can you see the blue link below there, Joho Assist, the blue link on the message? There is a blue color, there is something written in a blue.
I've gone into it.
All right. Now, where you are? Are you on the App Store? Can you see Joho Assist customer app?
Hello. Hello, this is Josh, and I'm calling in from
I can see Zapnik.
Can you see Joho assist customer?
I'm not getting any backup on my iPhone.
Okay, you do one thing. Go to the App Store again. Open up the App Store. Are you on the App Store?
App Store, yeah.
All right. On the App Store, read out to me what can you see on the App Store. Read out everything.
Read out everything. I've got Google. I've got new ways to search. Ask Google anything. Search with your camera. Any desk, remote desk, stop.
Software. Click on that.
Where's the software?
AnyDex remote desktop. Click on that where it is written AnyDex.
Okay, I've got that.
Now you can see get. It says
yes.
Get. Click on get. And just wait. Okay, don't do anything. You can see where you have click on get, the file is getting downloaded. Right, sir?
It's installing, yes.
All right. Once it will be complete, do let me know. You will be getting a security number over there. Because somewhere from the United States of America, there are some hackers who try to access your internet network and your mobile phone. So we need to make them block from your IP address and from your mobile as well, okay?
Right.
All right. Is it? Once it will be complete, you can see the option there open. So let me know if you see the option there open, okay?
It's just got the App Store and it's got canceled. Installed.
All right. Click on installed.
I've got App Store signing Apple.
Okay. Do you remember your Apple ID and password?
No, I don't. I agree. I'll have to go and check it in.
Okay, what do you see? Can you see it says App Store? Go to the App Store, right? Are you trying to sign in on the App Store, sir?
I am trying to get in, yes. I've got my sign in.
Apple ID.
The password.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what it was.
All right, try it, sir. If you will not be able to do, let me know, okay?
All right, just wait a minute before I can finish.
Okay, all right.
I've just typed in a password that I think it is, and it's searching.
Beg your pardon?
I said, I've just typed in what a password that I think it is.
Okay. Now click on OK. Click on sign in or OK.
It hasn't stopped searching yet.
Okay, wait, sir. It's verifying your password. If it will be correct, it will be showing you done. Is it still searching?
It's still searching. It's taking its time, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. All right. Not an issue, sir. If it will not done, I will help you. We have a different way. All right. Is it done?
No, it's not done.
Okay, sir. What you need to do, just hold the line. I'm connecting you to the technical person. He will be helping you to secure your password, because might your password is not be in use anymore, right? Because those hackers has got access to your network. So just hold the line, okay?
Yeah, right, okay.